Hey, this is Steph from Coffee Like Media. I wanted to let you know that you can leave us a text message now. It's so exciting. At the top of the show notes, you'll see a message that says, send us a text message, and that's what you can do. It doesn't tell me who you are, and there's no way for me to communicate back via that system from the podcast host, Buzzsprout. Thank you, Buzzsprout. But if you want to be contacted back about your feedback, feel free to leave an email address, social media handle, or whatever you're comfortable with. And if you want to stay anonymous and just say glorious, wonderful, kind things, please feel free to do so. Do know that phone charges may apply, so do check with your phone provider before sending a slew of these messages. And if you would like to see any of our other productions, you can go over to coffeelikemedia.com/podcasts. Let's get to that episode. The search for knowledge is not nourished by certainty. It is nourished by a radical absence of certainty. Carlo Rovelli.
If you work alone most of the time and experience that mental chatter that's a little bit too strong because there's nobody to bounce your ideas and stress off of, then you're in the right place. It doesn't matter if you're a small business owner, solopreneur, digital nomad, or any kind of remote worker. These meditations are made for you.
This is a motion meditation to help you let go, connect, and energize your solo work experience. In the next few minutes, we'll focus on disconnecting from work. Acknowledge any lingering thoughts about tasks and deadlines. Imagine the uneasiness with uncertainty in your solo work life fading away.
For this first meditation, we're going to stay at your desk, sitting. We will move a little bit later on, but we're not going to do any drastic changes because all mental changes, as with physical changes, are done little bit by little bit. So let's stay in our comfort zone right now.
Okay, are you ready? Now close your eyes, if that's comfortable for you. If not, you can stare at something. That's okay. Uncertainty is something that makes our work life exciting, but it also brings a lot of stress. So we can't wish it away, but we can get more comfortable with it. I accept that uncertainty is a necessary part of my solo work life. Say it out loud with me. So your stubborn brain, which is like mine, my stubborn brain, I have one too, can hear it. I accept that uncertainty is a necessary part of my solo work life. One more time. I accept that uncertainty is a necessary part of my solo work life. I can hear the tone that you put on uncertainty. Stop that. It's not a bad word. You can do this. Let's repeat it a few more times and let the worries melt away. I accept that uncertainty is a necessary part of my solo work life. I accept that uncertainty is a necessary part of my solo work life. Now, let's shift our focus to our breath. Inhale deeply through your nose. Feel the breath fill your lungs and exhale slowly. Take two quick breaths through the nose and let it out in one long, slow breath, like this. One, two, in. One, two, three, four, out. Let's do it again. Let's do this three more times. Thank you.
Let's do it two more times by yourself without me doing it. Go for it. You gorgeous creature, you. You do so much already. You need to keep track of your effort and your energy, not just your success, financial and otherwise. And you are comfortable with uncertainty. As we wrap up this meditation, let's bring some body movement into the mix. Stand up and shake your arms from side to side. There's no wrong way to do this. Just stand and kind of sway from side to side until your arms start to move and hit your torso. Have them hit your belly. Have them hit your butt. But don't judge how you're doing it. Just let your arms move. In our daily work life, we have to make so many decisions. That tension, that responsibility, can tighten up our body. By just letting your arms flail around, you're signaling to the universe that you're comfortable with all of the mistakes that you're going to make. You're comfortable with all of the things that will happen that you don't know about yet. That you're comfortable with your uncertainty. You're loosening your body up to let things happen instead of trying to control them. I know this is hard. I live this. Keep moving around. Just a few more seconds. Final body movement. Put your arms down and just bend over and hang there. Just let your body go where it goes and just feel it. Feel your body relaxing. Just be. There's no wrong way to just relax. As we conclude this session, take a few more deep breaths. Let's do two. Ready? I'm going to do it with you. Remember as you go back to work that you are comfortable with uncertainty. Do your work, be genuine, and let go of the result. Thank you for joining me for this meditation. If there's an aspect of solo work life that you'd like me to focus on in one of these, let me know. I'd be more than happy to. I'm a solopreneur too, and I work at home by myself, so I understand the things that you'll be talking about. coffeelikemedia.com/contact. Okay, now get back to work. Hey, this is Steph. I wanted to pop in for a minute before we started the meditation to let you know that I'm taking a breathwork course the first 2 weeks of June, and I imagine after that I'll need some volunteers to do some practice with my breathwork that I learn in the course. So I'm preemptively asking people if they want to be involved. I don't know if it's going to be free or discounted or any of the details, truly. That's why the interest form is super simple and quick and mostly includes your name and email address and where you found out about this offer, because I'm sharing it widely so I can have the people ready when I'm ready to do the work. So if you would like a free or discounted breathwork session with me, and I'll have more information by the time I contact you in probably late June, early July, then please follow the link in the show notes and I will contact you with full information. By filling out the form, you are not agreeing to anything. You're just saying, hey, that might be kind of interesting. Throwing my head in. Thanks for throwing your head in. I hope you enjoy this meditation.